Ana Estrada was born on December 4, 2003, in Hermosillo, a city located in the center of the northwestern Mexican state of Sonora. Now, she was born to Carlos and Gabriel Estrada. Both parents waited with great affection for the birth of their youngest daughter. Hannah had an elder brother named Luis Carlos, to whom she has always had great affection for. Now, since she was little, she liked the things of God, going to mass, retreats, songs, etc. She even dreamt of becoming a nun one day, and she wanted to be able to give talks like her parents, as they were both members of the Catholic Charismatic Renewal. Now, some of little Hannah's hobbies were playing with her dolls, watching Disney TV series, playing board games, reading her Bible, but most importantly, singing and writing songs. Now, she had a passion for music due to the fact that she had always listened to praises at home and in the car, mainly gospel music. But she always wrote letters to everyone, wishing good things, giving blessings, and that is how she soon began to write for her Jesus, always referring to him as my Lord. Now, it was in 2011 that she began to feel some pain in her knee. They were intermittent, but little Hannah did not pay too much attention to it. As she grew older, her love for God also grew. There was communion between them. When she played with the dolls, she arranged them in such a way that they were facing her, and she would read them her little Bible as if she was evangelizing them. The pains appeared again, and it was determined that she had a pathological fracture in her femur, and because of this, she underwent surgery and subsequently a biopsy. In October of 2011, the news of the biopsy arrived. It was stage 3 cancer. It was devastating news for the family. However, her parents knew that they needed to remain closer to Jesus, to the sacraments, and to community life, to trust in God and to trust in the medical staff. Her family were in near despair, but still had trust and faith in a miracle. While all this was happening, Hannah was at peace, a peace that surpasses all understanding. This is where she began to compose songs for God. The first one she composed from the first appointment with the doctor was called Come With Me. Now, months passed where there were chemotherapies, transfusions, and many visits to the hospital. She had the visit of several priests, one of them being Father Gennaro, a parish priest of the Santa Elena de la Cruz Church. Father Gennaro gave this testimony after Hannah's death. When I met Hannah, it was a very special circumstance in my life. I had just celebrated Holy Mass and she came along with her parents to greet me. It was an encounter that marked my life, a love encounter, because that was what emanated from her, love, a wonderful gift from God, which he himself had deposited in her heart. I'm sure, and I can say, I believe, that Hannah came to this world for a very specific mission, that we know God through her personality, in a more tangible, almost material way, which she transmitted. Her eyes, her voice, her hands, her own illness, everything made her a girl who was fighting to preserve, not her own life, but the life of all us who are around her. I remember fondly, one day she called me on the phone to sing me a new song that she had composed. It was beautiful, and I wondered, how is it possible that this girl, at this age, can have this knowledge of God? I knew the answer very well. She was a girl who came to this world, sent by God to give love. When I prayed for Hannah, I always asked God, Lord, give her health, but your will be done. I well knew that health would be perfection in eternal life, in the company of Jesus. It's been a year since Hannah left, and the memories of her are still vivid. A girl who came to give love. This is the feeling of a priest and a human being who was touched and blessed by God by participating in Hannah's life. Now, one of these priests who visited Hannah, Father Panchito, gave the light of God to propose that she make her first communion. The Archbishop authorized that she make her first communion at home, given the care she had to have. That special day arrived, and it was Father Eric who officiated the first communion mass. It was a day full of God. Hannah was happy to receive our Lord. She described it as a great day. Now, sometime later, Hannah had to undergo a major surgery, which would lead to her leg being amputated. It was a sad and difficult process, but one that was necessary to try and save her life. But despite all this, Hannah did not stop composing music or receiving communion. She was a girl who enjoyed life. She loved everyone, her brother Luis Carlos, parents, grandparents, uncles, and friends. Now, one of her best friends named Abigail wrote this testimony after Hannah's departure to heaven. Hannah's life showed me and continues to show me that the presence and love of God never fails, and that when we decide to see everything from faith and with our eyes on Jesus, however difficult our situation may be, we will be able to stand firm with a smile. God introduced me to Hannah when I most needed a friend, and to this day, she is still a great example of God's love for me. Now, 4 days before that surgery, she composed a song called Come Holy Spirit Come, a deep song of need for God, but an intimate need for adoration. 4 days later, she composed Live for God. After that moment, her composition spoke of something deeper, of communion, of intimacy, gratitude, and being one with God. On January the 30th, 2013, Hannah left with the Lord after spending 4 days in intensive care. It was a sad day, but with a mixture of victory, because God had freed her from that disease, and she can now embrace God fully. Hannah Estrada Lopez, pray for us.
De seguir sin saber lo que Dios tenía para mí. Sé que es difícil esperar, sé que es difícil caminar, pero con mi buen Dios es más fácil llegar. Aunque parezca tardar, en el momento preciso llegará. No dejes de luchar, que por tu fe te sanarás. Solo espera un poco más, que por tu fe te sanarás, te salvarás.